Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shirim on Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzhak Ochalom, and we're now in Masachet Makot Daf Hey Amud Aleph, and taking a look at Mishnah Dalet of the first parak of Masachet Makot. It's the second Mishnah on the Amud. Ein ha'idim na'asim zomim ad shi'azimu o yizomu et atzman. The only way that, and I presented this in the introduction to the Masachet, the study of the Masachet, the only way that Edim Zomim become Edim Zomim is if they are mazim themselves. Ketzad, what's an example of this to illustrate it? Amru mi'idim anu mishpon shavagta nefesh. So if they gave testimony about somebody murdering someone. Amru lahem, and other edim came and said, Eachi atem mi'idim, how could you testify? Shari nerag zeh o horeg zeh ya'imanu oto ayom akomploni. The fellow you're accusing of killing, or the fellow you're claiming is a victim, was with us the same day in some other place. Ein elu zomim, that does not make them zomim, because this new testimony is not contradicting the fact of their testimony, but the facts of their testimony. But if they said, how could you testify? And that's the phrase we consistently use. Imanu hayitem, otoyo makomploni. In other words, new witnesses that come say, you, after all, were with us in a particular place at the time about which you claim you were testifying. So how can you be testifying about this murder, or whatever the case is? Then our elu zomin. And v'neragim al pihem. Based on that testimony, we will kill the first witnesses. Now, let's say that another kat came and gave the same testimony as the first kat. And this second kat that was there said, oh, you were with us too, and you were with us too, etc. Kulam yihargu. Every one of those groups gets killed. Rabbi Yehuda omer istati tizur. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, what we have here clearly is a conspirational group. These two guys have decided to defend the accused by claiming that every set of witnesses that comes was actually with them at the same time about which they're testifying. The only one that's killed is the first group. Now, of course, the obvious question is, if we've identified these two mezimim as being conspirational, why do we kill anybody? We'll deal with that in the Gemara. Okay, Menahanimili. How do we know that Enim Zomim can only become Enim Zomim the way that we described? Or Vadadem Akrav, Hineh Eid Sheker Ha'Eid, Sheker Anabi Achiv. In the discovery of Enim Zomim, it says, behold, the Eid is an Eid Sheker. Meaning, until the fact of the testimony is proven to be a lie. At the introduction of this case, if a man stands up to try to testify about him, something which moves off the path, what does that mean? So that's what has to be proven, is the fact of the testimony. Okay, I'm a Rava. Let's watch this case. Two guys came and said, this fellow killed somebody on the east side of the palace. And two other guys came and said, you were with us on the west side of the palace at that time. So we see, if you could be standing in the west side and see what's on the east side, that hasn't proven anything, they're not zomin, because there's no contradiction to them being with the other fellows on the west side and testifying what happened on the east side. But if not, then they are zomim. So pshita, isn't that obvious? No. Maybe we should be concerned that they have really, really good eyesight, and even if a normal person can't see that far, that perhaps they could. Okay, we have a parallel case. So kamash v'lan v'yam arava. V'oshtam yamru b'sura b'tzafra b'chad b'shabta. A fellow was in Surah in the, these two guys said, we were in Surah in the morning, we saw, on the morning of Sunday, and we saw a fellow kill somebody else. Sunday afternoon you were with us in Nahardea. So Chazinan, if you could get from Surah to Nahardea from morning till afternoon, and we have to assume now that they also gave some sense of early morning, late afternoon, we're in Surah, we're in Nahardea. So you have to see, that particular time, that particular location, can you get from point A to point B, from moment P to moment Q, lo hava zomin, v'ilava hari zomin. Again, pshita. Maybe we should be concerned that these guys had super fast steeds that got them there in record time. The answer is Kamash Flan. We work with what's normal. Now, V'yamru Rava, Baushtaim V'yamru B'chad B'shab Tarag Ponet HaNefesh. It's an intricate case. Two guys came and said, on Sunday, this guy killed somebody. V'yamru Rava, another two guys come and said, Imanu Eitim B'chad B'shab Tarag, you're with us on Sunday. In a different place. B'tre B'shab Tarag Ponet HaNefesh. But the guy did kill somebody. He killed that guy that he killed him, but he killed him on Monday. But even if they come and say, this fellow killed him on Friday, why is that even? Because it means that when these guys lied about having seen him kill on Sunday, they were testifying about a guy that was already a dead man because he'd already killed somebody. Nonetheless, they're killed. Why? The time about which they're testifying, which is Sunday, he wasn't a dead man. Because perhaps he had killed somebody, but he hadn't yet been convicted. This whole testimony is taking place on Tuesday or Wednesday, later on in the week. My Kamashlan, so what's that teaching you? Tanina. After all, we see in a later Mishnah in our Perek, that if you have two groups that claim to testify about something, turns out one of them is Zomim, then the fellow is killed based on the proper testimony of the other guys, and these guys are also killed for being Zomim. So you're not teaching me anything else, Rava. All you're teaching me is that if somebody comes and testifies to something which is true, but they weren't there, they also get killed. The answer is seifa. It's the seifa of that statement. That's what we need. Because if they testify about a gemar din, then we'll deal with it differently as follows. If two guys come and say on Sunday this guy had a gemar din to be killed, they say no. On Sunday you were with us. But he had his gemar din on Friday. Or even if they said it was Monday, meaning the day after the day you said about it, they're not killed. Why? Because they testified on Tuesday. They testified about a guy having gemar din on Sunday. Even if he only had it on Monday, by the time they came to testify on Tuesday, he was already a dead man because of the gemar din. Same thing applies to knas. Two guys come and say, on Sunday this guy stole an animal and he sold it, so it'd be the knas of arba v'chamisha. So if they come and say, yeah, but he did steal it on Monday, but Sunday that you're testifying about he was with us, then they pay. Even if they testify it happened on Friday, and this guy testified about Sunday, he pays. Because they testified about a time at which he was not yet liable for payment, because the court hadn't yet had her testimony. But if a guy comes and says, on Sunday, he did this, and he had a gemar din, and chay was chayiv to pay. But two other guys come and say, Sunday you're with us, but Friday had the gemar din. Or even if they say, on Sunday, he was going over to v'chamachar, but there was no gemar din. The gemar din was on Monday. Ein mishalmin. The two Eidim Zomim don't pay. Why do we eat in the Kamasani go over Tashluminhu? Because by the time they testified on Tuesday, he was Chaim and Tashlumin based on the testimony that we do accept of the later guys. Okay, if you recall, in the next Mishnah that we saw, Rabbi Yehuda said that this group is an istatit, which means that two guys are sitting there and every group becomes the same. Mano Yitim, they're conspirational. So istatit izu afilu kat rishon amilo. So why do you kill the first group? Ravau says, talking about a case, if you already killed the first group, well, there's nothing you could do. So, then what's to say? Why are you saying anything? So they're already dead. Then, according to that, Rabbi Yehuda is just saying, any further groups that come are safe. Rava said to me, it's as follows. If there's only one group, then they're killed. But if there are multiple groups, then it's an istatit and in neheragin. But that doesn't work either, because habilvad kamar, the Mishnah said, we kill nobody except for the first group. Sounds like they're talking about a case of multiple groups. The answer is kasha. And here we have a classic conflict between reading the wording of the Mishnah carefully and the concept, which doesn't jibe with it, and we favor the concept. Okay, a story. A woman came to Beit Din, and she brought Edim. It turned out the Edim were liars. Aiti Sadi Vishtako, she brought some other Edim. They were liars. Azla Aiti Sadi Achrini, the low Vishtako, she brought other Edim. It turned out not to be liars. Amr Shlokish Uchza Kazu. Rabbi Shlokish says, we don't accept them, because she has a chazaka of bringing a lying Edim. Amrle Rabbi Lazar, so Rabbi Lazar, who was also a Talmud of Rabbi Yochanan, turned to Rabbi Shlokish and said, she's muchzak to be a liar, but not everybody else, and she brought two other Edim. These guys have no chazaka of being liars. We never saw them before. Okay, so that's the machloket. Now, Zimner Habu Yatvi coming to Rabbi Yochanan. Occasionally, Rabbi Shlokish and Rabbi Lazar were sitting in front of Rabbi Yochanan, and one time, Ataki, I myself, a case like this happened on the spot. Amar Rish Lakish Uchzak Azu, and Rish Lakish spoke up and said, we should not accept any other Edim from this person. A woman, a man, whoever it was. Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan says, Imuchzaka Azu, call Yisrael me Uchzaku. Just because she is Muchzak, that may be borrowed, maybe in a guy, but she's Muchzak, doesn't mean the other people are. So that means that Rabbi Rish Lakish suddenly realized that Rabbi Lazar had stolen the ruling of Rabbi Yochanan, exactly in the same word, and not give him credit. Harachaz Rabbi Lazar Bishut. So he looked at Rabbi Lazar with a jaundiced eye. Amar Lay. You heard something from Rabbi Yochanan, you didn't quote him? All right, so that was that case. Now, Lema Rish Lakish Damar Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yochanan Damar Karabaran. Sounds like Rish Lakish lines up perfectly with Rabbi Yehuda in our Mishnah, who says that once we see them ticking off Edim, we invalidate these guys. We invalidate their Hazama. And Rabbi Yochanan seems to follow Rabbanan and say, no, each group is separate. So Amar Lecha Rish Lakish. Rish Lakish should say no. Even Rabbanan would agree with my position. I mean, everybody agrees with my position. That's what he thinks. And Rabbanan and Rabbi Yehuda would both say so. Why? Ad kan lo ka'ami Rabbanan hatam. The Rabbanan said what they did about allowing this group to be mazim others. The leka to kamahada, because it's not like they're going out and looking for people to be mazim. People are coming forward. Here, this woman keeps going out and bring back Edim. We assume she's going out with and paying people. Rabbi Yochanan Malacha, Rabbi Yochanan would take the opposite position. Ad Amar Filu Rabbi Yehuda, even Rabbi Yehuda would agree with me. Ad Kan Lo Kam Rabbi Yehuda Hatam, Termin Atu Kuli Alma, Gabe Hani Habu Kaimi. Why does Rabbi Yehuda say that once two guys say, Manu Yitim, that we invalidate all of that Hazama? Because it's just so unlikely that everybody happened to be with these two guys at the time about which they were made. But in this case, the first few witnesses she brought, indeed she hired, and they were liars, but the next one did know Edut for her. Which means, by the way, that's why she keeps going, because she knows he's telling the truth. And she knows that it really happened, and so she finally finds Edim that really were there. Okay, the next Mishnah. Eina Edim Zomim Nehoragin Adshi Gamer Adin. Famous Machloket with its Sadokim. Shorat Sadokim Omrim, the Sadducee said, Adshi Areg. The only way you can kill Edim Zomim is if they person with a falsely accused person was actually killed based on the testimony. Shemar nefesh tachat nefesh, famous, a life for a life. You do to him what he conspired to do. His brother's still around, the brother against who he conspired. So what's nefesh tachat nefesh for? I might think that the minute Edim Zomim get nailed, we'll kill them, even if there was not even a Gemar Din. The minute that they testified, they're already theoretically on the hook. That's why it says a life for a life. There has to be at least a Gemar Din, which means, by the way, according to Chachamim, there's a very narrow window in cases of Nefashot for Edim Zomim. It has to be between Gemar Din and the execution, which, as we know, certainly can't be more than a few hours. It means Gemar Din happens on the same day of the execution. And remember, they would do Gemar Din just before the end of the day. Remember from Sanhedrin. Okay, Tana, Baribi Omer, Baribi, like Rabbi says, Shem Chacham, it was a particular Chacham, says, Lo Haragun Neharagin, if we did not execute the falsely accused, then the Edim Zomim were killed. Haragun Neharagin, but if they did kill them, then they're off the hook. Amar Rabbi, so his father turned to him and says, Bini, Lav Gavachomer, wait a second, is it Gavachomer? Meaning, if they were unsuccessful in killing a guy, we kill them. Certainly, if they're successful, we should kill them. Amar loli matan rabbeinu, Rebbe, my father, you taught me, shein on shimin adin, we don't give punishments based on a kal v'chomer. What's the proof? Titania. Isha sheikach et achoto bat avivo batimo, the punishment for having relations with your sister, whether she's your paternal sister or your maternal sister. So, ein li ela bat aviv shelo batimo, vatimo shelo bat aviv. All the Torah tells me is if she's a half-sister. How do I know if she's a full sister? So Tavalomar Vat Achoto Gila. The end of the pasuk singles out Achoto again. So Achol Amar Yesh Libedin, but I don't need that pasuk. I can get if I call the Chomer. Iman Achol Bataviv Shulah Batimah Bataviv Moshe Bataviv. If the Torah and pronounce such a punishment of karet for a half sister, and certainly a full sister, but you can see that you cannot punish based on Kal Vachomer because the Torah had to spell out the one that's even more obvious. Now, Onesh Shemanu, Balba tells us that Ein Onesh Minadin, Azhar Minayin. How do we know that Ein Mazhir Minadin, meaning that we cannot assume a prohibition just because a more obvious, a less obvious is prohibited. Talmud Lomer, in the same context, Ervat Achotcha Batavich Olatimecha. You may not have relations with your sister who is your father's daughter or your mother's daughter. Ein li ela Batavich Shalvatim Olatim Moshlo Bataviv. All I know is a half-sister. Batavatim Ominayin. How do I know a full sister? Talmud Lomer, Ervat Bat Eshet Avicham Olat Avicham Olat Achotcha Hi. A whole different pasuk that singles out Achotcha. Ad Shalom Ayesh to Minadin. I don't need the pasuk. I have a Kal Vachomer. Maim Huzar Al Batim Moshlo Bataviv Batim Aviv Shalom Batim O. If you're prohibited against a half sister, certainly a whole sister, so you see that we cannot assume a prohibition based on a Kal Vachomer. Now, all that is about Chavi Mitot. Chavi Malkiot Minayin, how do we know it applies to Makot? Famous Gzer Shava, Talmud Lomar Rasha, Rasha. In Bayan Bin Akota Rasha, and Asharosh Rasha Lamut. So Chavi Mitot, Chavi Malkiot are both Rasha. Chavi Galiot Minayin, how do we know? Parenthetically, it applies to Galut. Acher Rotzeach Rotzeach, both a deliberate murderer and an inadvertent murderer called Rotzeach. Okay, Tanya. Yudim Tabai, Eben Achama. He takes an oath. Imlo Haragti Eid Zomem, Lotzim Liban Shal Tzdokim. I once killed an Eid Zomem, and I did it to make a point against the Tzdokim, Shayom Rim, Ein Eidim Zomem Naragin, Acher Eganidon. As we saw in our Mishnah, the Tzdokim had the position that you cannot kill an Eid Zomem unless you already executed the falsely accused. So I killed this guy. Amarlo Shimon Shatach. He says it was one guy. Shimon Shatach, Erev Ben Achama, he took an oath. Im lo shafachta dam naki. You killed an innocent person. Why? Shemru chacham edim nizomim naragim and shizomu shneihem. They both have to be muzam, and you killed one guy. Derech ha'im lokim and shizomu shneihem. Plus, they can't get makot unless they're both muzam. Okay. Miyad kibel av Rabbi Yehuda ben Taboi. So Rabbi Yehuda ben Taboi then accepted upon himself she'eino morat or ra'ah elu b'fenim Shimon Shatach. He would never pass on a shayla outside of the presence of Shimon ben Shatach, because he made such a grievous mistake. He used to go all the time to this guy's kever, this fellow who he'd killed, and he would weep, and everybody would hear the voice. They thought it was the guy weeping from the grave. He would tell them, it's my voice. And he'd prove it to do, you'll see, one day I'll die, and you won't hear the voice anymore. So he said, you know what, that's not such a proof. Maybe the guy's really wailing, and maybe when Rabbi Yehuda ben Taboi comes, the guy then takes him to Din, and that's why you don't hear him wailing. Maybe Rabbi Yehuda ben Taboi makes up with him, and he stops wailing. Okay, this next Mishnah, which is really two Mishnayot, is very, very famous. Pasuk says, you die based on two or three Edim, which raises the obvious problem. If two is good enough, certainly three is good enough. We have three answers. Lakish shlosha l'shnayim. To compare three to two. Ma shlosha mazim t'ashnayim, just like three could be mazim two. Avshnayim mazim t'ashlosha. So two could be mazim three. In other words, we don't play a numbers game. We don't say, well, these are three guys, so we'll believe them over two. Once you've got two or three or a hundred, doesn't matter, it's all a kat. And a kat is mazim a kat. How do I know that it even applies if there's a hundred? Talmud Lomar Edim. You don't need the word Edim. Al pi shnayim o shlosha yumatamet. I don't need the word Edim. Edim is there to say as many as you have. That's Tanakam. Shimon Omer, mashtam in eraginat shiyu shnayim zomim. Yati mazim both of them in order to kill them. Af shlosha in eraginat shiyu shloshtan zomim. So if you have three, you have to mazim all three of them. Not if you have a what if you have a hundred? Talmud Lomar Edim. V'kiv Omer, lo bashti shilakel achmir alav lasot dino keyotz ve'elu. Rabbi Kiva says the third guy who's there is there to be machmer on himself and to include him in the chumrah of the other two guys. And that means that he will also die if he joins the conspiracy. And then a little humble. Even can anash katuvin fall over avera. If this is the way the Torah punishes people who take a ride, hitch a ride on with a group that's doing an avera, these two guys are conspiring to kill somebody, and this guy hops on. Certainly, the Torah, the Hashem, will pay a reward to those who join in on with those doing a mitzvah, as if the ones who are doing the mitzvah themselves. Okay, but now Rabbi Akiva's main drasha, main application is Mashnayim Tzachem Mimkon Apostol Tun Ptela. We see this several times. Saw this several times in Sanhedrin. Just like with two, if one of them turns out the apostle, the whole thing falls apart. Ashtosham Tzachem Mimkon Apostol Tun Ptela. Now, Rabbi Akiva says that just like if you have two and one turns out to be apostle, you have no edut. Similarly, if you have three and one turns out to be apostle, and then even if you have 100 and one turns out to be apostle, then the whole thing falls apart. Now, here we have a machloket about how to apply Rabbi Akiva's ruling. It only applies to dinei nefashot, dinei mamonot, itkayim ha'edut b'shar. If you have two good guys, even though you have three and one's no good, or you have 100 and 94 are no good, you got six good guys, that's good enough. Rebbe Omer, Echad Dinei Mamonot, Echad Dinei Nefashot. He said it applies across the board. Any one of them being no good is, it invalidates the whole group. Veim Atai, Bizman Shitru Bahen. But this is only true if they were warned. Avazan Shalai Tru Bahen, Mayasu Shnachin Shro, Bechad Shrokat Nefesh. What do you want if a group passes by and sees somebody killing and there happen to be two brothers in the group that saw them? So you're going to say that they happen to see it, therefore it invalidates the whole thing? Doesn't make any sense. Now, she drew by hand, is big machlok, and I even put this on the page, between Rashi and the Rambam and other, and the Rambam and others, that means that these guys gave hatra'ah to the predator, to the fellow who's killing. Or, like the Riaz and the Reed and Rabbi Yontan say, what it means is that when they come to Beitin says to them, are you here as an aide or not? And that's how we clarify who's the member of the group. Meaning, do we say that anybody who happens to see the act is considered an aid, and therefore if you have somebody who is puzzle edut, the whole group is puzzle, it's kind of hard to swallow. So therefore, Rabbi says, it's only if they've somehow identified themselves as part of the group. Okay, Amar Rava. V'hu she'idu kolam tok de dibur. Rava now is talking about the entire Mishnah, meaning, any time that we say 3 or 4 or 50 are all part of one group, that's only if they testify toch kedei dibur, within a couple seconds of each other. What's that? Tell me the rab. That's a student saying shalom alecha rebbe umori. That's it. So mea tuba, we have 100 witnesses here. Some relay kochav rechab toch dibur shachaver. We already understood it means not toch kedei dibur of the first guy, but each guy toch kedei dibur of the next guy. So it's all linked in a sequence. Okay, Rekiva Omer Lavash Lashi, etc. Mashain Amarle Papa Labayis. So Papa turns to Abai and says, you know what, I got a simple solution. We'll never be able to kill anybody because Miata Harug Yatzil. The victim was there and was part of the group that saw what happened. After all, he was face to face with the killer. And he's puzzled because he's the guy himself. So we answer Shar Gomi Acharav. What if he got killed from the back and never saw his killer? Nearby Yatzil, if somebody's raped, so Shar Gomi Acharav again, he was attacked from the back. But Horeg Rovea Yatzilu, what about the predator? He's also a witness to what happened, and he's certainly puzzled. So, because Karvatz and Latzmo, Ishtik, Abai had no answer. Okay, Atal the coming to Rav, when her papa came to Rav, he asked him the same question, Amarle, Yakum Davar, Talpishnai Medim, or Shloshai Edim, Yakum Davar, something will happen. Mekayim Davar, Katum Davar, meaning this 2 and 3, even 100, is only about those who are Mekayim Davar, not the actors of the case, but the witnesses. Okay. I'm Rabbi Yosef, Medvar, Mamorim, etc. Mayasush Neachim, Hey Chamrinalu. So what do we say to them? This supports the sheet of Rabbi Yonatan and others, that the definition of who's in the group doesn't happen on the scene, but happens in the Beit Din. So what do we say to them? Amarava Hachamrinalu. This is what we say. Nechze Atito, the Sadi Atito. Did you come to watch or to testify? Yamrila Sudiato. If they say we can't testify, then Minsachamrin Kor Apostle. If one of them is a brother or whatever, then it's pasul. It's the holy dude is batel. If they say we came to watch, to see the proceedings, so what do you want if there's two brothers here? And of course, this raises the very obvious possibility that a brother of the killer could insinuate himself among the group and say, I came here to testify. Turns out he's pasul, and the whole group is pasul, and his brother can't be killed. That's something that has to be dealt with. Itmar, I'm reviewing on Rav Shmuel, halacha Rav Yossi. So he says, halacha follows Rav Yossi, that the rule of Rabbi Akiva is limited to dinei nefashot. Rabbi Nachman or halacha Rabbi, he says, no, the halacha is like Rabbi, that it's dinei nefashot, dinei mamonot, but they do have to be identified as members of the kat, specifically. Okay, we'll hold off here and do the final shiur in the first parak of Makot in the next podcast. In the meantime, you should have a wonderful day.